Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh. So we've been saying how Ata Kadosh is Hashem's inherent nature, if one can say such a thing. Shimcha Kadosh is Hashem in terms of his interaction with the world. That's his shem, his name. However, the Rishus Chachma goes deeper, and it's really based on a Ramban. For Shimcha Kadosh is the Torah itself. Because the Ramban explains that the Torah is really Tzirufei Shemus of Hashem. That the words of the Torah itself, of the Chamishah Chumshei Torah, are just, quote unquote, combinations of divine names. And that, says Rishus Chachma, is the essential Kedusha of the Torah. That it's divine names. Now, it depends how you break up the words, exactly where one would see the divine names. These are Kabbalistic secrets that are only known to those that are on the level of understanding. But at least to understand that it's there. Zohar Kaddish says it in numerous places. So just like Hashem is holy, and just like his name and his Torah is holy, the Jewish people who learn the Torah, which is based on Hashem's names, become sanctified through study of Torah. And therefore there really are two aspects and two elements to Kedusha, to holiness. This is what we understand from Tosfos, from the Mesillas Yesharim. Number one is separating ourselves off and away from anything which is tamei, which is impure. That's in terms of sur meira, removing ourselves from evil. That's negative. Positive kedusha is actual active attachment to Hashem. And that's what happens when we learn. We are proactively attaching ourselves in the most spiritual part of ourselves, which is our brain, our mind, our intellect, our soul, to Hashem. Obviously, the deeper we delve, the closer that attachment becomes. But when we understand the Torah is inherently holy, the Torah HaKadosha, and that it really is an emanation, an expression of the divine and his will, that's what it means, that it's names of Hashem, then it should give us a deeper appreciation for Kedushas HaTorah, for the holiness of the Torah. The Sfas explains it. V'Shem HaKadosh says it straight out, that's the Torah. Because the Torah itself is almost like the midway point between Hashem and this world, where Hashem, so to speak, is Matsamtsam himself, he constricts himself in order to be present and manifest in this world. So where is he placed? In the Torah itself. In order for Hashem's holiness to be manifest in this world, it has to be limited or held back in some way, so to speak. How is that? Where is that? In the Torah. In his will. In his written communication to mankind. So suddenly we start to understand incredible things like Yisrael, Araisa, Kachabrichu, Chadu, the perfect unity between Hashem, his Torah, and the Jewish people that study it. The giving of the Torah itself, sorry, the giver of the Torah of itself, which is the midway point, and the Jewish people. Ultimately, it's all one. So Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, Shukdeshim, Chol Yom Yadu Chasala. It's Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people together.